Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
The Oklahoma Standard brings out our best, and it's time for us to step up. States surrounding us are protecting their citizens from secondhand smoke. But in Oklahoma, workers are still exposed to it on the job. Kids aren't protected from it in cars. And we're all exposed to cancer-causing secondhand smoke-filled air in unprotected spaces. That's not okay. It's time to get serious about keeping everyone safe from secondhand smoke. Because looking out for each other is what the Oklahoma Standard is all about. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Well, price weakness continued to mount most of the day yesterday in the cattle complex, resulting in triple-digit losses. Cash cattle traded steady, but the continued weakness of box beef and the implications of larger cattle numbers for marketing down the road leave support elusive. Steady cash cattle trade at $124 in the South should be viewed as positive. Any business that will be done today will follow that same pattern. Box beef fell again. Choice was down 235, select down 246. Hog futures have not cooled off this week after gapping higher on Monday and then again Thursday. December and February contracts left price gaps on the open and did not look back. That does leave the market in a position of back and fill, which could take place today as profits could be taken before the weekend. Yet again, the increases yesterday were not supported by cash, as the National Direct Afternoon Report showed prices down 73 cents. However, cutouts gained $1.18, indicating strong demand. December Kansas City wheat's up 9 3/4 cents early today, having gotten a double dose of bullishness from USDA's lower-than-expected wheat stocks finding of 1.78 billion bushels and a reduction in the U.S. wheat production estimate from 1.68 to 1.65 billion bushels, still the lowest in 19 years. December corn is trading up a penny early today, staying below its 100-day average at $5.50 and not showing much impact from USDA's higher-than-expected corn stocks inventory of 1.236 billion bushels at the end of 20 and 21. Even though the finding was a little higher than recent USDA estimates for ending stocks, it was the lowest in 7 years and is still supportive for corn prices in the upper $4 range. November soybeans trading down 1.5 cents early today, still reeling from yesterday's bearish surprise of USDA finding 256 million bushels of soybean stocks at the end of 2020-21. We're going to check futures right after this.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Well, on our livestock futures yesterday, October live cattle down $1.20 at 120.57, December down $1.32, 125.72, October feeder cattle down 207, 152.55, November down 237, 152.90, October hogs up 80 cents, 91.60, and December is up 180, 85.40. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, December up 20 cents at 731 3/4, March up 19 1/4, 739 1/4, Chicago wheat, December up 15 1/4, 725 1/2, March up 14 1/4, 736 1/2. December corn down 2 1/4, 536 3/4, March is down 2.5 cents at 544 1/2 penny. November soybeans down 27 3/4 at 1256.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.